I would like your review of this media, for #BlackLivesMatter, #PoliceLivesMatter, #AllLivesMatter, #WhiteLivesMatter of course too, but there is much more working here than you might realize. We cannot be any other way. Our fabrics of trusts are so eroded. Another Las Vegas shooting is going to be the result of not addressing me properly. Cover sheet printout on hard copy paper to be delivered in person to 655 East 3rd San Bernardino, California, which will have a signature review of Dr. C. Berger, San Bernardino County Health Department. Drive. Christopher E. Berger, MD psychiatrist in San Bernardino, California, Middle. 6.1 miles address, 303 East Vanderbilt Way, San Bernardino, California 92408. Phone 909-388-8081. For more information on the source of these at words to live by secrets to happiness, link to http://community.grewup.net/words-to-live/http://community.grewup.net/quality-over-quantity/ includes alternative Spanish language versions as well as anti-bullying version with Adinkra Rams Horn - Strength. Forwarded message from realuphuman.net. Date Sun, November 19, 2017 at 5:01 a.m. Subject: I would like your review of this media for #BlackLivesMatter, #PoliceLivesMatter, #AllLivesMatter, #WhiteLivesMatter of course too, but there is much more working here than you might realize. We cannot be any other way. Our fabrics of trusts are so eroded. Another Las Vegas shooting is going to be the result of not addressing me properly. 2. Terry #Kramerbone the dot good clink out first. This first media has QR graphics already assigned. https://www.colorado.edu/journals/standards/v5n1/marlinintro.html Introduction to Standards. V5N1 by Marlon Riggs. Americans have always been more and at the same time less than what we pretended. With the quickening approach of the 21st century, greater numbers of us are giving testament to this inescapable fact, challenging the cozy myths by which America has been ritually defined. Who are we? Who are we becoming? Who and what have we been? In the next century, can we even continue to speak? Could we ever? Of a collective we? For the longest, of course, these questions had simple answers. America was white. America was male. America was heterosexual. America was Christian. America, above all, was a melting pot into which diverse cultural communities gleefully descended to achieve the social and ideological transformation necessary for inclusion within the American dream. That many of us marginalized and oftentimes invisible Americans of African, Asian, Latino and Native descent, as well as women and the working poor, never quite melted and metamorphosized according to this traditional prescription for social progress, hardly mattered. The great distance between the dream and our actual lives was not due to any fault in the dream, the defect was in us. The dream thus survived intact, its seductive power sustained by America's stubborn refusal to look too closely at the hidden but terrible costs of the good life and at who actually could much less wanted to afford it. The 60s, of course, spotlighted the complex oppressive regime of thought, politics and culture which underlay the myth of America. For the first time in U.S. history, the ideological fabric of white heterosexual patriarchy was exposed for the life-constricting straitjacket it had always been. Despite conservative attempts during subsequent years at repair, the old social fabric has been steadily unraveling. Thus we have arrived at this present moment, wherein a nation historically averse to serious introspection now exhibits in its politics and popular media as well as its universities an almost obsessive reflexive preoccupation with our national identity. To be expected, much of the current debate is simply a rehash of old opinion, an attempt to forcefully rebut and undercut the decentering politics of radical multiculturalism, that is, the kind of multiculturalism where difference actually makes a difference. Bring back the melting pot. restore traditional values, reinstitute prayer in schools, preserve the primacy of Western civilization, the only one that matters anyway, and not least, protect that critical bedrock of American greatness, the American family. Such pronouncements reveal an intense, even pathological desire to perpetuate a thoroughly obsolete myth of America, and through this, a repressively orthodox system of socio-cultural entitlement. While the ideas of conservative, fundamentalist America are hardly new, the typically strident pitch with which such ideas are now being argued betrays how acutely anxious many conservatives have come to feel, due to both real and anticipated loss of privilege and power. What is more, arch-conservative rhetoric, as should be evident to anyone watching our presidential elections for the past quarter century, has found a certain public resonance. Difference, in the traditionalist outlook, has been regressively equated with disunity, and disunity with profound social chaos and collapse. Just as nature abhors a vacuum, so, it seems, do many Americans with regard to the social-political myths by which they organize and make sense of their lives. Even a fundamentally flawed, repressive, inequitable social order seems to many better than none at all. A clear imperative thus confronts American progressives: that intricate, and frequently fragile, web of communities comprised of people of color, feminists, gays and lesbians, the poor and working class, as well as ethnic whites who value ethnicity, indeed all who have been systematically disenfranchised and dehumanized under the once ascendant traditional values of pre-civil rights America. It's no longer enough, if it ever was, to critique interlocking systems of oppression without offering affirming alternatives of how society should and can reconstitute itself. As we move into the inevitably more demanding multilingual, multicultural environment both nationally and globally of the next century, our greatest task will be an inversion of the commonly assumed equivalence between difference and disunity. We must rewrite this equation, demonstrating again and again that unity does not require unanimity, that unity, that is, a sense of social cohesion, of community, can and does derive from the expression, comprehension, and active nurturing, and not merely tolerance or fetishization, of difference. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word standard itself. For the new order must be comprised of multiple standards, shifting, open-ended, dynamically transforming, so as to engender ways of thinking and living that privilege no one set of cultural differences over another but affirm virtue in all. This perspective forms the key inspiration and overarching theme in standards. Page after page eloquently testifies to the commitment of a new generation of America's best and brightest to shaping a radically redefined vision of our future, where old repressive dualisms of race, class, sexuality, gender and nationality no longer reign, a future in which not merely some but all of us are free to explore and express our richest humanity. Marlon Riggs, Oakland, 1992. Marlon T. Riggs was a producer, director, and writer, who graduated with honors from Harvard in 1978, and received the MA from UC Berkeley, where he later taught documentary film in the Graduate School of Journalism. His films include Tongues Untied, the acclaimed account of black gay male life, and Ethnic Notions, for which he was awarded the Emmy. Mr. Riggs' work has been published in the anthology Brother to Brother, as well as in arts and literary magazines, including High Performance, Black American Literature Forum, and Art Journal. A media activist, he testified before the U.S. Senate, and wrote extensively on the issue of censorship. Mr. Riggs was also on the policy committee of the National PBS, and served on various other panels, including the National Endowment for the Arts. Marlon T. Riggs died of AIDS-related complications in 1994. We remember him with deepest respect and admiration. Riggs' final film, Black Is... Black Ain't, was shown across the nation, to much acclaim. More information on the press release at this link. Introduction to Standards, V5N1 Copyright 1992, 1995 by Marlon T. Riggs. Original graphic images copyright 1995 by Lenny J. Calipo. Journal Contents Page Standards at colorado.edu about standards equals. Now with that said, that is posted at colorado.edu. However, it was written in the city of Oakland, California. So both California and Colorado adaption of scholarly ideals must be affixed and applied onto the next portions of this address. Mr. Klinkert, I would assume that the placement of #CramerBoneTheGood was more than just annoying, more than just a nuisance, more than just a well-thinking consideration of citizen here for all types and all characters that I may encounter on this conflict for which the reconciliation of conflict materials of resource also fail me, but will not be lost upon you. http://conflict.colorado.edu. There can be no more hidden work or non-work related agendas. I am basically prepared materials to lift the veil of being a bit cryptic in my first report to the FBI. It was done with intention to whom would be calling trying to verify what the fuck is this? It is very much a meme complex. That is the full and complete science of memetics terminology and how IT can apply to the corrective adaption of better tools for our society. I see that review of my new media file means I still have work to go on this presentation. Please use paypal.me at this link, paypal.me /up, James Driscoll, thank you kindly. To add this link to any outside web page, use this simple code, <= http://community.gruup.net/06/greater-than-community.gruup.net/06/a published on July 16, 2016 to LinkedIn Community Forums BRBR font size =2 > strong at gruup #community#peacebuilding. Binding knot of reconciliation called Mpatapa BR is missing in our modern world of information technologies. /strong/font BRBR. If you like these media efforts of the missions /goals/efforts of at gruup.net here with this posting link, please consider a small donation. This is cause, small or large dollar offerings are appreciated. Please use paypal.me at this link brbrpaypal.me a class https://www.paypal.me/gruup-index=-1/target=-no-follow-on-mousy-over=links > gruup. James Driscoll /abrbr thank you kindly. Br <= this email as final copy sent archived to http://mean.gruup.net/%23cramerbonethegood/%23tracy.klinkert/sheriff-san-bernardino-county/%23 email/address to all of community thanksgiving 2017.pdf show quoted text comma meme to meme created realities. Why this is happening. Not being honest, not realizing the impacts of meme after meme memetics of unresolved meme oblivion in our communities collectively, as is all stated intentions from my side /end/network are considered real stated intentions unless respectfully released. Because deputy, I have finally placed all of the materials in line between US, as quality over quantity no hidden agendas applies. I have placed this PDF to an outgoing fax to the direct immediate delivery to Dr. Berger at the fax number noted in this header. Proof of that evidence is real-time documented at http://fillardsproject.gruup.net/county-health-deputy-office/faxes/peacebuilding-address for all of community thanksgiving 2017.tif the 19th of November 2017 10:59:2.9 am now with only one more clinching lesson to pass into your view. The emoji of, comma, yes. That is an official emoji in all of my writings and work that I can reference lifetime here. I have used the character to represent the oblivion that occurs in interpersonal relationships. Actually, there are two different versions of this. This one is the standard multi-applied meaning, a fuse is lit. But there is fuse that is not ignited already. Here is that character. https://emojipedia.org/bomb/your-ignorance-of-information-technology-and-communication-standards to understand this address in full, as it is written with only two emoji currently showing it in. This is not rocket science, Mr. Klinkart, an obvious German surname. I hope you have your truths set on to realities. Which bomb emoji did you originally come over to this house under? It was not the safe and sane emoji bomb oblivion. I am more truth reasonable proven to you. Time to answer your stated intentions, please. Or release your intentions, because a truth finder comment within your very own background check report will mention our crossing and my suspicion that all was not originally well during your first house visit to 3260 Grand Vista, San Bernardino, California 92405. When would you like to schedule a time to talk, or when would you like to admit something different here and admit your offer of assistance to me in voicemail is unmentioned more oblivion to cover up that you were not expecting what you were. I am fully wise enough to also use hash words to live by fully, in all words, befriend thy greatest foe, although I do not consider you that, of course. As I have written to, with the intentional poisoning massive, to the water of Flint me. You under this mindset are capable of just about anything. State your real intentions, deputy, or release respectfully, we are binded and you must break this binding by an acknowledgement. Without this released, all stated intentions, which you made even up to leaving IT on voicemail, that is a lesson here. http://awesomeacramabandplurum.school/o2/ Is there anything you can do to assist me, citizen, with? Yes, there is. You cannot ignore this. A copy of this crossover will be noted as dishonored and your TQ, trust quotient may be future time altered. Time to defuse all bombs of stated intention oblivion to safe, not light. Bomb a bomb, with a lit fuse. But I plan on having my mother Veronica Andrus kill, as well as perhaps my doctor from San Bernardino County Health, along with me during my office visit to the FBI. http://meme.gruup.net/%23massive-mischievous-marvel-of-molding-muck/mmmmmfbi%5b1%5d.mp3 as meme to meme. Relates to WHY that keeps having events of mass shootings such as Las Vegas recently. I see there was another shooting too this week. Why are these happening? If only you would come over to this house and actually listen to a citizen with the technology adaptive understanding of memetics and how meme oblivion, comma sent into community without a proper peace building reconciliation forum placed into reference for reconciliation, a person just plan and frank. Trusts nothing anymore but the blood. Really pay attention, Terry-Kramerbone.the.goodklinkart, that requires you to actually click to and read and link to all spoken voice medias here. If you do not, you're failing your duty as a protect and serve officer here in San Bernardino County. All other presentation media is not yet ready for FBI deliverance. But you are free to come over to this house and with true real intentions, with no hidden agenda working against this. Minimize common player window :/community.gruup.net/01/spoken-voice, comma narrated by #maketa.bond, an artificial intelligence wisdom wise social actor of persuative technology writing dated May 13, 2016, 12:05 p.m. available from a voice command search on a mobile device. Okay, Google, the status of peace building only offered outside of basic survival, written text, apparently, with words of Pope Francis' call to the United States nation in his address to Congress in September of 2015, spoken voice, comma, audio MP3, make to pond. Playroom AI narrative or ATAR, she is of wisdom wise lessons and important information, The status of peacebuilding audio MP3 click image to view full screen QR link 1, community.gruop.net/08/introduction-to-hashmaker.bond-QR-link 2, written on WikiWorld, in the Mindway QR link 3, comma spoken voice narrative, good friends, true friends QR link 4, the quickening http://community.gruop.net/06/use-of-pop-up-window-interface here, for spoken voice narrative interface please approve pop UPS from at gruop.net, 10 second time out here, works on Firefox and Chrome browsers this is not spam, for a non-pop-up window interface page, please click here before 10 second timeout. Please also see opening page operational notes on bottom of this page if this windows dot not auto direct to written post in 10 seconds please use this link to LinkedIn. Binding knot of reconciliation called hashmpatapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies spoken voice, comma audio MP3. Binding knot of reconciliation top QR code link URL bottom QR code link URL J. Martin Driscoll September 4th at 3:11 a.m. middle.denv/donations accepted if you like the peace building words of conscience and thought coming as original content of fully widespread spectrum sharing out from this space here, in the Mindway, would you please support my ability to bring into technology new toy tools playful awareness by donating to my mission work cause, of community peace building, $1 or $2 or more if you can afford it, it will go to the mission world of making new media to the mission of complete worldwide peace, thank you kindly. Martin, https://www.paypal.me/gruop-great-reasons-us, you there, I here, and all around us now, will unite peace in the mind way skin it is the pathway that the mind travels that is so sacred. We are all sharing so free without hatred. There are no limits to stop us, so no reason to quit. The universe of happiness and its discovery is out there, let's get on it. It's our trip. In the Mindway 1998 page James Driscoll using paypal.me go to paypal.me/gruop and type in the amount. Since it's PayPal, it's easy and secure. Don't have a PayPal account? No worries. Getting one is fast and free. paypal.me, community.gruop.net/06, published on July 16th, 2016 to LinkedIn community forums at gruop /community/peacebuilding. Binding knot of reconciliation called mpatapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies. If you like these media efforts of the missions /goals/efforts of at gruop.net here with this posting link, please consider a small donation this is cause, small or large dollar offerings are appreciated. This means it is soon to explode. BOM was approved as part of Unicode 6.0 in 2010 and added to Emoji 1.0 in 2015. Copy and paste this emoji, equals what is your trust quotient? The trust quotient assessment, or TQ for short, is the metricized form of the trust equation. It is our tool for defining and measuring personal trustworthiness, thereby allowing it to be managed. The trust quotient and the science behind it. Trusted advisor trustedadvisor.com/whytrustmatters/... trust/the trust quotient and the science behind it. A response is requested. Required, deserved. http://meme.gruop.net/%23maketo.bond/basic-human-needs/what's-your-trust-quotient? Announcing a new self-assessment. trustedadvisor.com/trustmatters/what's-your-trust-quotient announcing a new Selfus. April 30th, 2008, you have some sense of your EQ, emotional intelligence. The Trust Quotient Self-Diagnostic measures your Trust Quotient score, your Trust Quotient Assessment. Trusted Advisor, trustedadvisor.com/our-services/trust-analysis/trust-quotient-assessment. The Trust Quotient Assessment is ideal for departments within large corporations or small businesses with 15-30 people. Use the Trust Quotient Assessment to identify individual strengths and weaknesses around trustworthiness and learn how that may impact busyness. The Trust Quotient Assessment is taken online. How trustworthy are you? Harvard Business Review https://hbr.org/2008/05/how-trustworthy-are-you May 15, 2008. Trust is essential to leadership. Has taken the endeavor one step further with the development of an online self-assessment that measures an individual's trust quotient. Assessing your own trustworthiness is subjective. Is your trust quotient high enough? Jill Conrad, https://www.gilconrad.com/salesblog/bid/... Is your trust quotient high enough? To learn more, check out my interview with Charlie Green, co-author of the hot new Trusted Advisor Field Book and developer of the TQ. Trust Quotient. Is your trust quotient high enough? Social Media Today, www.socialmediatoday.com/content/your-trust-quotient-high-enough December 15, 2011. Jill, Charlie, recently I took your TQ assessment. I understand you developed it by surveying over 12,000 people to get their trust profile. What's your trust quotient? Announcing a new Social Media Today, www.socialmediatoday.com/... what's-your-trust-quotient announcing new self-assess. April 30th, 2008, you may know your IQ, intelligence quotient. You have some sense of your EQ, emotional intelligence. But what about your TQ, your trust? Do you trust me? Check out my results on the trust quotient test. https://www.ianbrady.com/trust-quotient/november-14, 2011, check out my results on the trust quotient test. Relationships, build and run a trustworthy organization, and develop your trust skill set. Your personal and professional trust quotient. The Leadership Trust Registered, www.leadershiptrust.org/personal-professional-trust-quotient/Jan 6, 2017, divorce and attrition. Both are expensive and both are intricately connected to one's trust quotient. The difference is that divorce is a personal. Expert advice, how to boost your trust quotient, strengthen your https://www.forbes.com/... expert advice how to boost your trust quotient strengthen. August 19, 2015, on the US presidential campaign trail these days, trust is a common theme in assessing both the attractiveness and electability of candidates.
Words to live by, source circa year 1750s. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind overcast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some witty truth. Chain down some passion. Do some generous good. Teach ignorance to see or grief to smile. Correct thy friend. Befriend thy greatest foe. Be just in all things. Make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anonymous. The province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore he who would rescue from fast-gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver plain unvarnished tale. At GrewWeb.net 2012 Great Reasons Issue, I and all here will unite peace all here equals, 1, Post this on your physical wall spaces to include all within that real physical room dwelling businesses or other organizations, including governmental agencies. 2. Post this as part of your foundation online forum guideline documents to include all within your online discussion member communities. Source of this is open freely distribution to the public domain, no restrictions or limits placed upon this informational/educational reference media materials. Contact email, words2liveby-2016-webpage-inquires@gruwip.net source folder found in public memberspace. grewup.net/slide/words-2-live-by/. About, words to live by. These words above appear in these titled publications, Many Thoughts of Many Minds. Compiled by H. Southgate by Henry Southgate 1862 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs 1891, Quotations, English, Chapter Happiness Begins page 181 quote on page 184. Exercises, Rules, and Hints on Elocution George Walter Bainham, 1881 Exercise 12, Happiness quote on page 9 The Poetical Works of Milton, Young, Gray, Beattie, and Collins John Milton, Edward Young Thomas Gray 1836 quote found on page 62 History of the Counties of McKean, Elk, Cameron and Potter J. H. Beers and Company, 1890 Preface quote found on page E. Much instruction from little reading, or, extracts from some of the most approved authors. Ancient and Modern 1827 Chapter Young's Ninth Thoughts, quote found on page 37 Treasury of Wisdom, Wit and Humor, Odd Comparisons and Proverbs, Adam Wilbever, Comp Adam Wilbever, 1881 The Works of the Reverend Dr. Edward Young, Volume 3 Edward Young, 1811 Elegant Extracts, Volumes 1-2 The Sesamus Knox, 1809 Paradise Lost, in 12 parts John Milton, Edward Young, 1849 Poems Divine and Moral, many of them now first published 1821 The Cynosure being select passages from the most distinguished writers 1837 The Essays of George Eliot George Eliot, Nathan Shepherd, 2009 Ravensdale, A Tale, Volume 2 Robert Thind, 1845 The Universalist Leader, Volume 35, Issue 43 1932 and many other publications can be found by a Google book search, Go Fix Some Witty Truth https://www.google.com/. Search question mark TBM equal BKS ampersand Q equal percent 27 GO plus 6 plus some plus weighty plus truth percent 27 More information can be found discussed at this link, Wiki World Words to Live By this webpage as designed and displayed. Copyright 2012 by James Martin Driscoll, all rights reserved.
Quality over quantity, a stated intention says you are going to follow through into emotion. Following through into emotion says there is a recognition in the change of your mind from intention thus brings a new action. The rules here, 1, all are equal here. 2, if you are stuck at intention at any time to follow through into action and motion, please restate that intention is not true. Do not waste the time of others in this space waiting and reading you. They must see, or recognize, your intentions are moving to action. Others may state you're not following through at any time it is apparent. But for sure when you know there will never be an action from your stated intentions. Please leave at the time when either you know you do not belong here in this space or your hidden agendas are called out upon you. That is peaceful and respectful. Do not argue one more cycle of waste time stated intentions. It may be silent to you, but it is not a peaceful way of being with others. Do not return here until you can be honest and free flowing with no hidden agendas. Thank you. At GRUWUP, great reasons us, you, I, and all here, will unite peace.